The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short-staffed, but that's not enough, because they knew that they were going to be short-staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism. Good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big ups, big ups, big ups to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
How?
My son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori. Like.
Tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. I guess something happened with
Eddie. Hush up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, they cool, they calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe,
Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Thursday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Hey, look, we got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Hey, look, I'm excited, DJ Brother Z. I'm feeling powerful right now. This Saturday, it's the WBA's, DJ Brother Z. And we are up for what, three categories? How many categories we up for?
Yeah, three. Best radio show, continuing coverage, and community impact.
Hey, y'all heard what I'm saying, Truth Nation. Continuing coverage, best radio show, and community impact. Bop, 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 bop. Hey, I'm trying to tell you. And before this Saturday, we have won Best Interview, Hard News, four or five of them things. what is it? I mean, I think I got five of these things somewhere. But what I'm saying is, the best show ideal is up for grabs this weekend. And, you know, oh, yeah. And I got continuing coverage before. I'm up for it again. And this is like a big deal because all of the stations, look, when you get up to Wisconsin Broadcasting Association Awards, this is all the radio stations, all the TV stations from across the state of Wisconsin. This is the competition. This ain't the buddy-buddy. You can't get this one. Your buddies can't give you this one. This is when you're competing against everybody in the state of Wisconsin. Milwaukee is large market. The big time. The heavyweight. That's why I got the belt, DJ Brother Z. That's why I got the belt. That's why we're going to be up there competing with the rest of the state of Wisconsin. Guess who you see up in there? Guess who be up in these rooms? These ain't your buddies. You can't go slide this to your buddy. I want to award my friend. This ain't it. Because I don't, you know, out of all my time in the community, I never get invited to the Black Excellence or the buddy-buddy stuff. Like, I don't get that. I don't get the liberal, democratic ideas. I don't get those. I get the hard-earned ones that you can't get, that you can't put this one on your shelf. This the real deal. This the one that you got to compete with everybody, the big dogs. We in the room with the big dogs. The stations that you want to be on, you know, Fox 6 in there, WISN in there, you know, TMJ4, everybody upstate. So we're going to be gathering this Saturday, so send up prayers for your boy. Because I'm up for best radio show. Somebody said, what is WBA? Wisconsin Broadcast Association Awards. Go Google it. Go look it up. This is like when y'all see a news station and they say we was the best news station. This is what this is. Like WBA. This is the creme de la creme when it comes to the state of Wisconsin. And everybody get together, and it's a day full of celebration and media and who won first place, who won second place, who won third place. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is what I'll be talking about when I say I don't compete against these people that's around me. I'm trying to compete against the world. Me and DJ Brother Z, our plan is to compete against the big dogs. We don't do little dog stuff. I don't know. I don't even know what that is. I'm trying to be the best of the best of the best. And so we're going to be up in the Wisconsin, up in Madison. And I'm telling you, it was powerful. And salute to my brothers and sisters on the truth, because we competing. We are definitely competing as one of the best. You know how y'all do. Y'all be saying y'all the best, but y'all ain't even in the contest. Y'all not competing in the contest. You just want to be better than your brother and sister down the street. See, what I do is I want to help my brothers and sisters down the street. When I compete, I stand in the room with the best. I want to stand in there with them and see and measure it from there. People are all races, from all different sides. That's what I like to do. Y'all like to be in competition with the people y'all dating, or y'all in a relationship in competition with each other, or y'all see somebody, y'all got a friend, you know, y'all trying to compete against your buddy. So I'll say this. This Saturday, meet me in Madison. It's going down. We trying to get it. I'm representing the block, the streets. We up in the room. We didn't have to do nothing funny, nothing strange for a little change to get in the room. You know? Hey. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Send up some prayers for us as at The Truth, because we are a black talk radio station, but we compete with everybody when it comes to broadcasting. And we trying to win. So for me to be up for best radio show in the state of Wisconsin, that's powerful. They never thought somebody from the block was going to come in and try to get it in, especially the way I came up out the mud. And I believe that you should be competing in real life against the best. All I'm saying is it don't matter. It ain't up to me, Blacksmith. Somebody said they try. I'm not going to say what they say if y'all want to see what they saying in the chat, because I don't do that. But this ain't got nothing to do with how you feel. This is the professionals. This is the professional. You can feel however you want to feel, but I'm the real deal out here in these streets. I get it. I get how you feel. I know you can feel some type of way, and you got a right to feel that type of way, but in the real life, it is what it is. It is what it is. And thank you to everybody that support Tory Lowe, support The Truth, everybody on The Truth. I'm talking about every show on The Truth. Thank you for tuning in. And when I win, everybody on this station win. Now, how about that? Because we here together. It's no competition. I don't see nobody that black as my competition. I don't. I never have. I never understood it. They see me as the competition because I'm the big dog. But I don't see nobody as competition because I try to compete outside to see where we actually at as a group. So thank God that we in the room this Saturday. Because if I win, you win. If I win, Dr. Ken win, Sherwin win, everybody that's on this show wins. I represent us. We don't have to agree. But everybody on The Truth, everybody out here on the streets, we going up and seeing what's happening in. Hopefully I can bring back some hardware. Hopefully I can bring back some real hardware for everybody to have, to see, to show these young people that it's not about fighting against each other. It's about competing against the world to see where you at. I've always done that. Everything I won It wasn't no one race in the room. It was multiple races in the room. And what we're trying to do is build each other up. Even the people in the same categories, what we want to do is come back the next year and compete again. And hopefully they get better, or I see something that I can get better at if I don't win, so I can get better at it. That's my mentality. I don't know about you. I don't bring that extra. I don't practice looking at people that look like me and saying, okay, I got to be better than I don't. I ain't never did it. I practice helping my people. And I ain't even got to like nothing you talking about. I'm just here to help. But it's going to be powerful. Wisconsin Broadcast Association Awards, the big awards this Saturday. We going to bring the trophy home. Hopefully we bring some hardware home. I brought some hardware home last year, so let's see what's happening then. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to get into the show, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven, the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, we got news coming out of Washington, D.C.
Breaking news, and I chose to do it here.
Hey, we got news coming out. U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz will be leaving his post. This is what is being reported. He will be the first member of Trump's senior leadership team to leave the president's second term. They're saying that it was because of that information about that group chat. That leaked out. But I try to tell people, ain't no mistakes allowed on when you on top. Can't have no leaks. Can't have nobody being lazy. And you only as strong as your weakest link in the chain. So I'm not surprised by this. I'm not surprised by this because I'm telling you, the first 100 days, they was really moving and shaking. And you know, you had the media saying whatever they wanted to say, but that leak, that conversation, DJ Brother Z, that was unexpected. That's something that hit them from the side, the Trump administration. It hit them, it came blindsided, and it looked real bad. And it gave the other side some steam a little bit, like, hey, what's this? Hold up. Now we got to hold y'all accountable. So I'm not surprised. I'm just saying, I always tell people, when you competing and you on the top, you got to get rid of the weakest link, because the weakest link is the one that's going to bring it, going to sink the ship. And when they allowed that reporter in that chat, I would love to be a fly on the wall in those rooms when Mike Walls was in the rooms, you know, behind the scenes with Donald Trump and some of the, you know, the senior staff. I would love to hear the real conversation. You know, when they get out in public, they got to talk, you know, a certain way. But I'm telling you, you know how you do when you got to go up to the school when your kids do something bad and you got to stop work and go up there and something happened and your kid, you know, you going to be cool in front of, you know, the teacher. Okay, you know. But when you get home, when you close that door, I wonder what happened. Well, ultimately, it looked like Mike Walls is going to lead the post. But we got some video, if y'all listening, as we broadcast live on YouTube and social media. Tap in.
All right, welcome in. I'm Mugo Odigwe. We are continuing to follow that breaking news you just heard there. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and his deputy, Alex Wong, are set to step down from their post. Right now, it is not clear why that is happening or who is going to possibly replace them, but this is a very, very developing story that we'll be following throughout the day here at CBS News and on 24/7. In the meantime, though, we want to bring in our CBS News senior White House reporter, Jennifer Jacobs. Jennifer, thanks for joining us today. Can we get to exactly what happened, what you've learned, why a national security advisor, Mike Waltz, is stepping down or is now out of the Trump administration, the Trump team?
Right. I'm told that the conversations are happening as we speak, Mugo. There have been a lot of changes in the National Security Council staff. More officials are coming onto the team, which is, as you know, is the team that advises the president, acts as a liaison between the different agencies in the administration. And the National Security Advisor is the one who is closest physically. His office is closest to the Oval Office, travels with the president quite frequently, just got back from the trip to Rome with the president for the Pope's funeral. It's a person that's very, very close. The president relies on them for all of the most up-to-date national security briefings. And the National Security Advisor is always with the president when there are foreign leaders present, Secretary of State as well. So these are some of the very closest advisors. So the president needs to have great trust in his national security team. We know that the president has defended Mike Waltz on several occasions. He called him a good man. He said he learned his lesson after the signal situation. So he definitely, Mike Waltz, survived that situation. New things have come to the president's understanding. There have been new developments. Don't know exactly what those are yet, but something has shaken the president's confidence in his national security advisor.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be learning more about this throughout the day. You just mentioned just how close the two are, especially his position as National Security Advisor. So that is a crucial role. Do we know right now who may be replacing him?
I do know that discussions are happening in the West Wing today about who will replace Mike Waltz as National Security Advisor. Susie Waltz, the president's chief of staff, is involved in those conversations as well as others. They've been discussing who would be the right person. I do not know, Mugo, if anyone has been landed on for that exact role. I just know the discussions are taking place.
Okay.
Hey, all right. Well, I'll say this. It was bound to happen. This was going to happen because I'll say this. When you got a big mistake like that, it blindsided the administration during the first 100 days. And Trump, they previously tried to downplay the security risk and said no classified material was shared in the chat. But just to have all of that coming out from left field, and I'm trusting you as a person to be organized, to be on top of your game, to be, you know, making sure that you're doing your part as a benefit and not as a, you know, somebody that's causing, you know, to have the administration to have a black eye. This is where I say you have to make the shift because I don't trust you no more. Now, as we keep moving, is something else going to happen? What else you finna do? You got to go. And I'll replace you with somebody because I can't trust it. You know how it is when y'all be in the relationships and something happen. Yeah, they ain't even got to cheat no more. Y'all even talking about somebody lied to you. You don't want to, you know, you feeling some type of way. You losing trust. So can you imagine on that level of the presidency, as you know, as much media coverage as that position, the cabinet, the White House? This was inevitable. This was inevitable, DJ Brother Z. Can't have no weaknesses. Hey, I'm sure he's going to find a landing spot somewhere. I mean, he was working on a high level. Even if he fall down a couple steps, he's still going to be all right. He's still going to be straight. But you can't trust him to do no chats. Now when you get on the Zoom with him, don't nobody want to get on the Zoom with him. No. DJ Brother Z. Now when he come together trying to get people on the Zoom, they ain't nobody on the Zoom no more. He messed up. Ain't nobody trying to organize. He can't even, he got to be in person. They got to meet in person when it come to him. They don't trust how he trying to gather folks. He allowed the system to get breached. I wonder when the next time he tried to have a meeting online, did anybody show up besides the people he immediately hires, you know, to help him? Hey, let me tell you this, Truth Nation, it's real. And we here for it. Breaking news. They're trying to say that Mike Waltz, he's going to step down from his position as U.S. National Security Advisor. When we come back, Truth Nation will have the Pop Culture Report. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Kari Noni and Ben Jammin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
1017 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Ben Jammin.
It is amazing.
And Kari Noni Juice. Juice World in studio.
Yeah, I was keeping it juicy, y'all.
What's happening in?
What's happening in?
Hey, y'all. Hey, speaking of what's happening in, y'all did Soulja Boy interview. The Soulja Boy interview you came out. Hey, Soulja Boy up in the
You know what was going on in your lifetime when Soulja Boy was out here rocking it, T-Lo?
Lean with it, rock with it.
You was cranking that with Soulja Boy when you was
everybody was doing the Soulja Boy. You know, I wasn't in the dances, but you know, I see that Soulja Boy was definitely influential when it came to the internet. That's why you always say he was the first one.
First rapper to do everything.
Yeah, to go viral, to do the internet stuff. And he kind of was on the mainstream level. He was definitely that. And a lot of people laugh at him when they say that because they weren't around during that time. But back then, the internet wasn't used as a tool. Matter of fact, a lot of people was resisting the internet. A lot of the famous people was like, I ain't going to do the internet because they looked down on it.
Yeah, that's very true.
They was looking down on it at first.
You know, they didn't understand what it really was going to be.
That's what most people do. They kind of fear things that they don't understand.
Right, then hop on the bandwagon later.
They all on there trying to get, you know.
And then you don't get your just due.
They was kind of low-key hating, too.
You don't even get your credit, you know?
And that's one thing that Soulja Boy alludes to in our interview, though. Like, he was like, you know what? I stayed true to myself the whole time, and a lot of people didn't understand what I was doing. He was like, I was the first rapper to be walking around recording myself, you know, with cameras and everything like that. And all the other rappers used to look at me like, why is you doing this? Why is Young Boy doing all of this,
man?
Like, he's suspect. He doing this, he doing that. But they just didn't understand the wave. He was like, and now, you know, fast forward 10, 20 years later, you got streamers recording everything. People out here vlogging. So, like, I was just ahead of the curve. I was ahead of the game.
And it'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
It is like that when you're trendsetting.
Exactly.
And I give Soulja Boy his props because sometimes if you be quiet and don't say nothing, somebody will write you out of history.
Mm. Right.
They will. Like, right. They'll try to say that they did it. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And then you was trying to be quiet and, you know, but sometimes you got to say the truth so it's out there.
Yeah.
And so when he did that, people start really checking.
To see if he did it,
and he was right, but it sounded outlandish because he was going up against people, or he was talking about people in a certain way that we looked like they was above him, but they really was influenced by him.
Yeah. Right.
So when he was saying Drake, you know, and all that stuff with Drake, Drake took his style.
Right.
Yeah.
Drake took his flow off his first.
Tell me, it was really going on. So, Jizzy back up in this thing. I'm ready.
That's
Soulja Boy. That's Soulja Boy.
Hey, that's so crazy. That's where I got what's happening here from.
You know?
It's a part of the culture.
Yeah, but it is important that, you know, you can't let that history die. So I appreciate him being the type of person to be like, no, y'all gonna know this information that I was the first to do X, Y, and Z, because they will write you out if you let them, you know? So sometimes you do got to be your biggest advocate for the things that you did blaze blaze a path for, you know?
No, that's true. You definitely got
to do those types of things. And he was one of those dancing rappers. He was like the first, like one of those rappers that was
like a new generation.
You know, like that new, that, you know, where he was doing all of the dances. Like,
yeah.
Okay, all right, let me say this. You know, we have break dancing.
Yeah.
That was always a part of the culture.
But he was part of that snap and roll
dancing.
Yeah,
he was doing all the extra. He was making a lot of that popular.
Yeah.
And then when he did the Yule, he had his own dance and things like that. And there were rappers with their own dance, the Humpty Dance, things like that. But I think he started bringing that ATL flair.
Yeah.
The ATL flavor
using
to
the
it.
Internet to right. promote, just like how they doing on TikTok right now.
Correct.
Stevie Starner, you know, JP, a lot of Big Frank, a lot of the artists using TikTok to go viral with their style.
Right. And then now, then everybody start having like snap and roll type of beats.
No, that's true.
And he produces
and
his own
beats. Dance
and he produces
moves.
His own beats. Yeah, you're right. And I think really like, because, you know, I said this to Nona Juice, but taking back to 07, 06, I was the type of cat that hated on that type of music, man. I was like, Soulja Boy, this what y'all playing? Oh, man, he don't got no lyricism. Hit the lyrical, spiritual miracle dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, so ultimately, it took a moment for this type of hip-hop culture to grow on me until I understood what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that that was just the time to have fun in hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hip hop has always been about having fun. You know, so like y'all said before, with Soulja Boy doing the dances, like, that's a part of hip hop.
It is.
You know, like, it's a part of it. And it's so crazy because, like, in the interview, I'm going to ask Soulja Boy, how did he maintain, like, his resilience to be himself, although OGs in the hip hop game was telling him, you know, and telling fans and telling all the hip hop, like, this ain't hip hop no more. Soulja Boy is the reason why hip hop is dead and all these things. But he said, you know what? Shout out to, you know, Ice-T. Shout out to those cats out there, whatever. But I just maintain who I was. You know, I never cared what
Ice-T
nobody was
started
saying.
Out as a breakdance.
That's so crazy.
Started out as a background dancer for Digital Underground.
Yep,
like he was dancing in the background with Digital Underground. So sometimes we forget that dancing is a part of the vibration.
Yeah, it is. It's part of the culture. And then just his look overall. Like, we were going to dress up like Soulja Boy today.
Yeah,
I thought that would have been really funny, but even
how do
that's just
boy look.
You know, you got
the
big white tee.
Yeah, big white tee.
You got the chain. You got the shades with the Soulja Boy with the white marker.
Soulja Boy shades, right?
And then the hat.
Yup.
Yeah, and white hat.
And I didn't even realize that you could dress up as Soulja Boy as like a costume.
Yeah.
Up until we went to his concert, and so many people came to his concert dressed up like Soulja Boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, bro, Soulja really impacted the culture.
No, he did.
Because that'd be one thing that when I see all these different types of concerts, whether it's rock or country or even hip hop, I'd be wanting the fans to come to a hip hop concert with like some kind of attire or some kind of aesthetic. And Soulja Boy, for him to have this kind of a character or whatever that people like to dress up as, hey man, he won.
Was there anything that stood out from the interview?
It was a couple of things that stood out from the interview.
Did you ask him about the lawsuit that he lost?
I wouldn't go and get that message.
Just a little bit.
I feel you. But,
I mean, you know, as a journalist.
We kept it a little lighthearted
We kept it lighthearted. It was our first interview with Soulja Boy.
Because that just took place.
It did.
He got on the internet and talked about it.
He did.
So it wasn't nothing he was trying to keep
right, private. Right. 100%.
You know what?
I did want to ask him, like, how he feel. Honestly, I really wanted to ask him about, like, the whole Shannon Sharp situation because I wanted to see if he feels as though when it comes to people doing stuff behind closed doors, just in general, is that something that should be just private? You know, should we be judging how somebody likes to get down, you know, when they got some free time? Or when you're a public figure, should you always keep that in mind, you know, what it is that you're doing? Because just in case it does get leaked, even though it is in the privacy of your home, you know.
Put that out there, though. Like, social media now is like, people put their relationships on there. They put what they eat on there.
Yeah.
I looked at a post the other day and I just was like, oh my God. Like, I don't even want to say it on the air, but it's just so
content
out
overload,
there.
Huh?
Yeah, it's just so much out there that now it's so low vibration sometimes that it's normal.
Yeah.
And it had thousands of people responding to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, now here we go. This is where
we're at. I just wonder
right
where
now.
We're going to be in the future. Like, where is hip hop going to be? Where is rap going to be? You know, where is just music going to be in general in the next 5 to 10 years?
Because look at Sexy Red. I mean, I think that artists like Sexy Red, to me, and then Sukiana and Sexy Red came out of the same batch. Seemed like they started going with a little bit more of a provocative, sexual.
I feel like we're moving a little bit away from that. Do y'all feel like we're moving away from that a little bit?
I think we're not feeding into it the way they thought.
Yeah.
I think that we're not saying sometimes we're looking at the music like, where did this come from?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're starting to come up with words like, oh, this is when we feel like it was a plant. So we got a word for it now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now when people like, oh, when you get labeled as an industry plant, people like they start
back on the way. Yeah. It is very interesting, but I don't think none of us can really truly dictate where it's about to go. We just got to put the music out there, and the youth, as they always have, will control what's hot.
Yeah.
You know, no matter, you know, what people are buying right now.
And that's why TikTok.
That's why TikTok is where it's at.
I just wonder.
That's why they want the government to save TikTok.
Yeah, for real.
Because they can be original. Mm-hmm. People can come out of nowhere, out of left field on social media.
Right.
Instead of being controlled by the mainstream.
Correct.
Yeah. Now you're just controlled by an algorithm. Mm-hmm. But
they made sure they right. were going to find a way.
You know, but I just wonder what rappers were going to get out of the whole Kendrick and Drake beef, to be honest. Like, in the next 10 years, I wonder who's going to say, like, man, I was so inspired by Kendrick that now I'm out here, you know, rapping and putting my two cents into the world in a beautiful way, you know? I wonder where we'll be or who will be coming out of that group.
I'll say this. I had always said that Kendrick, Cole, and Drake were going to inspire a generation of MCs that was going to come through and dominate. And they're going to be so much more nastier than a Kendrick, so much more nastier than Drake, so much more nastier than J. Cole, that this next inception of a generation of a hip-hop talent that we do get is going to be the best. They finna be the best.
You think so?
100,000%.
Hybrid.
The people that's gonna be birthed from the Drake, Kendricks, and J. Cole.
This 2025 and up, I'm telling you, who comes after this? This finna be the next line
because
of
because it's getting back to the lyrics too.
So are you saying they're younger right now, or will it be older people who are just inspired, or just like a mix of both?
I think it'll be a mix of both. Just because people now don't really care about your age, they just more so care about the music that's getting put out there. But I do believe it will be like a hybrid type of group. Or whatever, just because, you know, music at this point is damn near genreless, right? Like, artists are inspired by all types of music that musician or group of musicians that put some stuff out, they will have so many different combinations of flows, of instruments to use, how to do it this way, this aesthetic that way, that they're going to create a whole new thing, and they'll become the new superstars. Because we ain't seen no new superstars in a very long time. And I'm talking about superstars.
Yeah.
We ain't seen.
Man. Well, oh, my God.
I was just listening to something with Birdman talking about the same scenario where he's like, you know, it really ain't been no superstars out here. He was like, even when I was deciding to put Wayne out there, he was like, when Wayne really started to go between like that 2005, 2010 run, he was like, dog, it wasn't really nobody out there. And I had peeped the game because nobody was birthing superstars like that anymore. And I literally had counted after that. I was like, damn, how many more superstars was it after Wayne's run? Maybe five. And I'm talking superstars.
The early 2000s had a lot of superstar rap. I think 2006, 2007, they started to fade out.
Yeah, because
You started seeing Eminem, Nelly, DMX.
It was a lot
of people that were on top at the same time.
And they really didn't know how to operate inside the internet era. You know, even Wayne being the dinosaur that he is in the hip-hop game, he neglected the whole internet era. He didn't even know how to work Twitter until a few years ago. You know what I'm saying? So it goes to say that this next slew of artists that come out, telling you, you're going to be beasty.
And not only that, the next slew of artists is going to be well-managed by social media. They're coming in using... They're already coming in with a fan base.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Off of social media.
Right.
But the thing,
they're not developing artists anymore.
But the thing that I'm noticing is too, social media isn't always enough because you can get a lot of love on social, but then they won't buy tickets to your shows.
And then you end up having to figure out that balance, like a La Russell.
You know.
Yeah. Figuring it out, but still getting that major.
The advantage of social media is that now you can get people to know who you are before you get that big contract. Because usually they had to build you all the way up, get you the contract, artist then put you out there, artist development. Now you can artist development yourself, get a deal where they add that promotion behind you, and you can have a good career off of that.
Yeah.
Just right there.
But they definitely aren't no superstars. That's why we hold on to Beyonce so tight.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're going to always hold on to Beyonce. But again, you know, I think those next superstars also need the system.
And
we're
holding
on
to Usher, too.
Yeah, that's true. As we should, though, because these are legendary artists. These are legacy artists at this point.
But I'm saying, who's really trying to, like, in the R&B game, I guess, trying to put their stamp to say, I'm here, I'm the best. Like, I don't see that.
Ooh, I see a Coco Jones trying to do that.
She ain't stamping it. I like her album, though, but I want to interview her so bad so I can, like, really get into her brain because nobody is really saying, like, I'm here.
Who
like,
was when the one girl that Beyonce was under Beyonce was supposed to be?
Chloe? Or
Chloe.
Yeah. Haley?
Yeah. Chloe Bailey.
She fell off. She kind of, like, disappeared a little bit.
She acting right now. She was just in Africa for a couple months.
She was out there messing with her boo, Burner Boy.
But she also was acting in a role in Africa. So let's put some respect on her baby. Work. Well, that's Halle.
Halle had a baby. But I will say, though, I still feel like they're trying to find the direction.
SZA.
Yo, SZA actually is that one. I ain't going to lie.
Not for R&B. Well, for pop, for sure. I'm talking vocal talent, bro. No, vocal talent is a fact.
I know what you're saying. But to some young kid out there right now, SZA is top tier.
That's perfectly fine that they can think that, but that's not a fact. If I'm talking about vocalists.
She was just in the movie with
Kiki
talking
Palmer. About vocalists, people who can sing. I get her songs.
SZA can sing.
I get her songs are hot. They popping.
She's a SZA hater.
Let's do it. I'm not a SZA hater because I loved her first album. But when I'm talking about people who can really sing, we not doing that. Because she's not going toe-to-toe off of a mic. Like, she not.
The way Juice talks about real singers versus singers who use autotune is like a real rapper talking about Soulja Boy don't got bars.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying. But more people know Soulja Boy than them. But that can be a fact, though. Like, we can say somebody don't have no bars and you know somebody who has bars. Like, how would you compare a Soulja Boy to a Kendrick? Like, that's a fact. You can't compare a SZA to a Beyonce. You just can't. It's different genres.
Not
of music, vocally.
Though. But it was. All right, before we run the break.
But is Beyonce the best vocalist?
I did want to throw this
today,
out.
Today, right now, yes.
It's a song, no, she's not. It's a song out right now that's disturbing me.
Who? You're part of the Beehive, bro. Hold you up. Don't want to admit it.
Wait a minute.
You're
really part of the Beehive. Let me get this one out before we run the break.
It's crazy.
A song out here that says, I'm a mutt, I'm a dog.
Yeah, that's Leon Thomas.
Yeah, but I thought that was weird because
I'm a dog, I'm a mutt.
So a mutt is these are not things that you want to be.
Yeah, he's saying he a dog.
But everybody's singing it.
Mm-hmm. They resonate.
All I'm saying is that just that don't sound right when people are like, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt.
Hey,
to me that sounds weird to me.
I mean, we all have our things.
That's the point. Now you a mutt?
Hey,
we just started saying that they was dogs. Now a mutt?
Yeah, he's hey.
That's wild, right there.
Did you see the video?
He's getting a lot of people to say that they a mutt.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
They a dog. They a mutt. They out here on doggy time.
Who want a mutt?
Obviously, a lot of people.
I guess. Hey, look. When we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos, Pop Culture Report brought to you by Benjamin.
It's amazing.
And Carrie Noni Juice.
Yeah, I was getting to see y'all.
I'm a dog, I'm a mutt.
You know, it's a good song. I don't know if Chris Brown, okay, I don't like how Chris Brown sung on here. I don't like what they did to his voice on this song. I really don't.
So you sound like a young Chris Brown.
Yeah, I don't like the production at all.
It seemed like they used AI to get his voice back to his younger vibration.
They use AI for everything. Bro, they use technology for everything nowadays. It's ridiculous.
Is it too much, though?
Yes.
Are we moving too far away from our own human innate creativity?
Yes.
You know what I saw that I always wondered what would happen? Because remember they were saying they can copy somebody's voice yep. and use the AI. I was wondering, was these rappers going to go back to their prime voice
mm-hmm.
and AI their raps now in their prime voice?
Ooh.
Are there
hard, you know what I mean? Because Lil Wayne starting to sound like the old Wayne.
Old Wayne.
Yeah. All of a sudden.
I feel like.
So I'm wondering, did they use that technology?
It's probably something like that.
But it's him, but it's
yeah.
they're tuning his voice back to his prime flow.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, honestly, I think that's a dope create. Like, and this is the thing. Like, AI allows us to be a little bit more creative. I know people are like, oh, it automates a whole bunch of different things. But it comes down to how you decide to use the AI. You know what I'm saying? So if you are an artist like myself, like, I would love to know what a young Benjamin sounded like. Like, honestly, for real, Truth Nation and all the generation that grew up without cell phones or whatever, the one thing that I am a little bit envious of towards these kids is that these kids are able to videotape themselves and then hear how they sounded when they was a child.
Oh, wow.
I just want to know what I sounded like when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Probably like this.
What? Come on now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to hear my voice as a child.
I just messed
you feel like your voice is super deep?
Nah, my voice isn't super deep. Mine's just like kind of like, a little, not a baritone. That's real deep then. But mine's just like, I don't know. I don't even know. Well, I have a little raspiness to it. Then it's like a little deep complexity to it. But then it's like some warmth to it, I guess.
That's because he said he got a big tongue.
What? I do got a big tongue, though.
Hey, I like that.
That's true. That's true. Shoot. But nah, man. Like, it's just one of them things where, you know, when it comes down to using AI, you can use it for a lot of different creative purposes. And that's why I think all this AI that we are being, you know, violently attacked with or whatever, we'll eventually figure out how to use it to enhance our creative abilities.
That's I don't even want to get into it.
Because every time we get a new piece of technology, that's all anybody has done for the past 20 years is figure out how to be creative with it.
Right.
Like everything from the smartphone to Instagram to TikTok.
So you're saying nobody's ever used a smartphone to set off a bomb?
That's being creative. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
That's being creative. All right, I'm just saying.
That's being crazy.
It's being crazy, but it's a creative way to go about exploding somebody. All right, but I just think it's going to enhance what we already got going on. That was a bad example.
Right,
that was a bad example. But in music, you know, people have been using AI to tune their voice. I mean, we like AutoTune for a reason. AutoTune is already AI.
You know, who likes that?
T-Pain got a record back out with Glorilla that they played.
Right, right.
Nonstop. T-Pain is making a comeback.
Yes, so and T-Pain should definitely get his flowers like all the time. I think he's getting that just due just now. So.
And he can sing without the auto-tune, just so we can
very
throw that
true.
Out there. A lot of people
very,
can't.
Very true, very true.
What you pointing at me for?
Break.
All right, well, look, when
you
we come back.
You stop talking in.
Thank y'all for the Pop Culture Report. Being Jamie.
No, you need to stop talking.
And Carrie Noni Juice.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You're
amazingly.
Hey, when we come back, Juice Nature, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.